guys, we have new merch. Check it out. These t-shirts. Oh, my God. The best we've ever done, I think.
This is incredible. This design is my favorite so far. Yeah. These hats.
We have these shirts and these hats.
And this is like the thank you bags that you get, which we love so much. And it's got some stuff down below for you to read. When you get them, you'll see.
You'll love it. So go check at badfriendsmerch.com.
Go to badfriendsmerch.com to get this gear, these hats, these shirts, and
socks
for your feetsies. Get these right now at badfriendsmerch.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I'll tell you something. I was sitting there, you know what I mean? And, this fool, Andreas, goes, 2:30. And I go, that's my heart out, right?
You said that.
No, he said 2:30. Yesterday I said, I need to get out of here at 2:30. But the way he was saying it, I said, we're not equals. Outside of this facility, we're completely equal.
No, I don't think that's true either.
I don't either.
Right.
I don't know why I just said that.
No.
I think you're right. I think you're right. But we'll pretend out in public that we're equals. But here, you don't touch. You don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
Okay.
What about farting on me?
They never did that. Did you see that?
Fart what?
He goes, what about farting on me? I didn't fart on him.
Who farted on you?
Did I fart on you?
No. Yes. Hypothetically.
Okay.
Oh. Is that something you want him to do?
Yeah.
No.
All right. I did. I did.
Why?
Why did I do it?
No, why call yourself out?
I know, I felt guilty at that point.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't know if like in a court of law, if I was in trial.
We're not in court.
I would have lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was thunderous, my friend.
Yeah, but, how are you?
Why do you keep asking me that? I need a water.
Yeah, you sound like your mouth is dry.
I just woke up. Are you being real?
Yeah, you sound weird.
Really?
Yeah, you're like...
People think he's drunk in these early episodes. Yeah. And I've had to comment so much on the Patreon. I promise you, Bobby did not relapse.
What early episodes?
Like when we record before
5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm borderline drunk when I wake up early. Okay.
But not drunk from the night before, ladies and gentlemen. This is just...
From 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
You don't understand? I reserve alcohol in my body, right?
Where do you hide it?
Times like this, right? A little bit of my heart. You know what I mean? A little bit of my liver, and for some reason,
whoa,
my right toe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little flask.
I like your hat.
Thank you. What's wrong with you?
I'm good. I feel great.
You feel good?
I feel great because I got to tell Fancy today that I might not do his movie.
Oh, that's so funny because yesterday you said, this morning or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Goes, hey, Bobby, Andrew doing the movie. you're doing it now, right? And I was like...
I am.
There's no way Andrew said yes to it.
I did.
You said yes?
I did.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, but he knows that there might be something else I get to do. And if I get to do that, I can't do that.
Okay, what's the other thing you need to do? Oh, is it private?
Yeah. I'll tell you off camera. But if it happens, I told him, if it happens, it'd be amazing. It's not a guarantee like everything.
Is it golf oriented?
No, it's a movie.
Congratulations.
Well, brother, I don't have it. It's being talked about. The idea would be nice if I get it.
You're in the mix.
Yeah. So, yeah. But who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as likely it'll happen that it won't happen. That's how I feel about everything.
Are there big stars in it?
Upcoming, for sure.
Okay.
Like young. This is the thing nowadays. Like, what is a star? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who's the star now? Who is the star now?
Timothée.
But he's, okay.
Timothée.
Outside of, and first of all, everyone.
Yeah, I love Timothée
Dalamon. Timothée.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
Timothée.
Yeah. He was in Company Oh No.
Very good.
If they get and Willy Wonka.
What is that?
Willy Wonka.
Oh, Willy Wonka. Yeah.
You don't know how I can interpret.
They heard it.
Yeah, they heard it.
Timothée.
Yeah, Timothée.
He keeps trying that in interviews. I've seen that clip. He's like, it's Timothée. And they're like, right. Timothy, do you feel...
Wait, that guy claims his name is different?
His name is Timothée.
No, it's not.
Go on YouTube and show the compilation of him saying Timothy the right way.
It's pronounced Timothy.
It's whatever you'd like.
Because I always thought, I don't know if you guys, I thought it was Timothée because of the double E's at the end.
It's supposed to be, but you could say Doug, Alex, Rick, whatever works.
I like guests like this. Remembering names is half my...
So he's being sweet there. And then as he gets more famous...
He gets angry.
He gets more honest. He goes, yeah. It's Timothée. I think he gets sick of people doing it and he goes, listen, dude. Look, do the first white one there. See what he says there. There it is.
Enchanté, Timothée.
It's supposed to be Timothée.
It's Timothée.
Can you say your name in French?
Timothée. Je présente Timothée
Chalamet.
Salut, je m'appelle Timothée Chalamet.
C'est Timothée Chalamet.
Salut, c'est Timothée Chalamet.
À Timothée Chalamet.
Je m'appelle Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée.
Enchanté.
Timothée.
Timothée. Yeah, you're right.
So why are we calling him?
I apologize, Timothée. John.
No, I'm going to call him Timothy. His name is fucking Tim.
It's a little ridiculous.
Timbo.
Like when Prince did the symbol, I still stuck with Prince.
You're incorrect. Mm. That's one of the greatest musicians of all time. I'll call him whatever the fuck he wants.
Do you know your attitude right now?
Prince?
Let me, yeah.
Bro, Prince. Prince.
I'm just saying, if you one day you call me and go, hey, yo, I changed my name. I go, what is it? And you're like, I'm going to be like, I'm not calling that.
First of all, you would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd go, that's
yo, yo,
cool.
What's... Yeah, yeah.
Bobby calls.
And then if I'm going to do this, and then you're going to go, I'm mom.
This is not what you're going to be called. This
oh,
be,
oh, here we go. Oh,
I changed my name to. Oh,
why well, oh. I wouldn't have to do that then.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, you accentuate it.
What's your name then? If it's a symbol. Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Very good.
If we were emojis.
Okay.
No, you'd be the sleepy emoji, and I'd be the, yeah. The angry with the fucking with the smoke.
What I'm saying is that maybe because in the old days, you know, like Richie Valens.
Mm.
No?
Mm.
Who is he?
I love Richie Valens.
Yeah. So you see, Richie, you know who Richie Valens is? La Bamba. La 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 la. That song. I love the movie La Bamba.
He's going to correct us. Go ahead and say it.
What?
Para bailar.
Para bailar. Para bailar la bamba. We know, dude.
Oh, my God.
We've done this before.
Para bailar la bamba. He was forced to change his name because he's a Hispanic dude, right?
Good. Back in the good old days. That was that.
What's his real name, Richie Valens?
Richard Steven Valenzuela. That's not that big of a difference. That's not a drastic change.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Richard to Richie and Valenzuela to Valens. They just shortened it so it's
that's
easier.
I think that's true.
Yeah, that's not
true. So what I'm saying is Timothy.
And your
Timothy,
name is-
Timothy, right? Yeah. Just stick with Timothy. It's easier.
For us, yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
But I liked when Zach Galifianakis didn't change his last name.
Can't.
Yeah.
It's too memorable.
Yeah.
Even if people fuck it up.
Yeah, you know what I hate when you're going on a date with a girl and she has a really complex name. So I've done this several times where I'm driving to their house and I'm like, Colacama, whatever their name is, you know what I mean? And just, you know, keep repeating it.
Yeah.
So that you don't fuck up during the date.
You got to stop dating island girls.
Is that what it is?
That's all island people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're on the mainland. It's just, it's like Mary, yeah. Sarah.
Yeah. Or if you're dating like a woman from Africa. That's a difficult one.
What's her name?
I mean, you're in the car, right? You match with Raya, right? And then you go, hey, you want to go? You go on a date.
You're in a car in Africa?
No. She lives here now.
Oh. What if it's there?
That'd be cool. Oh, so I'm on a camel.
You're riding on a camel?
Yeah, yeah.
North Africa.
Do they have camels still?
Sure they do.
Yeah, okay.
Egypt, dog.
So if I was driving and I was going, okay. So you get the right.
Hi, ma'am. I'm here to pick up. It's nice to meet you, Bobby. Yeah. Come downstairs.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? They have it right. Why can't we use sound effects?
Dude, that's so funny. You know when you call out, when you're with someone, you call out their name in the house and they can't hear you?
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, babe, babe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
In Africa, and they're like, mwah, mwah. How can you not hear me?
That loud.
You don't hear me? I've been clicking all morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How can you not hear me?
Yeah. Or sometimes you say their name in sex.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah. But why can't we go to, like, if I have a kid, I'm going to go sound effects.
Mm. What's your kid going to be called? Oh, well, let's all guess what that was. Go ahead. Fancy?
You know,
when Hispanic, it looks like a lawnmower.
A lawnmower. Yeah,
yeah, go ahead.
If that's Hispanic girl. McCone, yeah. What is that?
Revving an ATV.
ATV. So the kid's name is ATV.
Yeah.
It's either mower or ATV. What about you?
Look what I'm doing, though.
What about you? Oh, it's a
biker.
It's
what?
Biker.
No, motorcycle. You guys are all wrong.
Let me see it again. Do it again. Wave runner.
No.
Jet ski. No. That is a jet ski.
You're
pack.
Never gonna guess it. I could give you $300.
Well, give us another thing it does.
Another thing?
You don't have to
okay.
Something different.
All right.
Wow. So So it goes, and at the, it does both of these things? What does?
It does. It sure does. You're gonna, it's not even funny, my explanation.
What is it?
What?
What is it?
It's like you're rubbing a dragon's horns.
Oh my God.
Oh, and it's flying.
Yeah.
I saw that.
But like when you rub its horns, it goes. Right. And then it yeah, yeah. So you got close.
Yeah, we were close.
Yeah, you're very close.
We were very, very close.
Yeah. What would you name your son if it's a sound effect? Or my daughter? That's it.
Yeah.
But they're going to turn out to be lazy, I think.
No shit.
Yeah.
Like, if they're anything like their Uncle Bob.
Yeah. Tell them to clean her room.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. You got to get in there. If I catch you, are you high? Are you high? Are you stoned, young man?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I remember feeling that feeling I had in my bones when my mom would say that to me when I come home. What? Are you stoned?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
No.
You can't do it when you're Asian. They can't tell.
Are you tired?
Yeah. I'm tired too. The whole family tired. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody tired.
Everybody tired, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
is tired.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever talked about why they're like that, the eyes. Have we talked about that yet? Yeah, probably.
They're not. It's all an illusion.
You don't think my eyes are squintier than yours?
No. I think it's actually illusion.
Oh, so you think it's an optical illusion?
I think it's an optical illusion.
You think it's
an
optical illusion? Right. At certain, wait.
I see
no,
it.
No, as... look at me right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Nope. Looks just, yeah, no. I think it's an optical illusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be like a magic eye? Can you guys even do magic eyes?
Would you do one for us?
When you get close and you pull away, you know those? Or do you guys need to do
bro.
You just look at it and see the sailboat?
No. We don't have to do that. We just see it.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're right. Okay, good. My mom had one. She still has it in her house. It's a New York one. And it's like one of those ones where it's gigantic. And you literally, no one in the house has ever gotten it except me.
It's like on the wall?
Yeah, it's on the wall.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
I used to love Magic Eye.
Yeah. Yeah, magic is the best.
And wasn't it cool to go see these at somebody's house and someone couldn't do it in the group and they were like, what do you guys see? And you're like, dude, you got it. It's awesome.
Right. But you need, for me, it works better if it's in glass.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like it in the book. Because, easy in the book.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why glass is easier. Is you don't look at the fucking painting or the photo, right? You look at the image behind you.
Ah, right? And it appears.
And then it automatically appears. Like this, I can't do.
Well, we're too far. I can't do it from this far.
Yeah, I can't
cross
do it
my eyes. When I cross my, I can do it when I'm up close.
Hold on. I can't do it.
I can do it only when it's too far away.
It's too far away.
That's way too far away.
Let's move on from optical. What's an optical? Oh, my eyes are up.
You've been missing me? I've been gone.
I know.
You butt dialed me and I texted. I called him 3 times. I said, what's up? And he goes, butt dial, but I've been thinking of you.
Yeah, so I have been thinking about it.
I know, that made me feel. Yeah.
But not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because I know when I'm going to see you again.
You don't know when you're going
to
see
me? I know. Well, because I went to Hawaii. Oh, let me say something. I went to Hawaii. It was the best Hawaiian trip I've ever had.
Why is that?
In my life. Everything just worked out perfectly.
In terms of?
Everything. So to give you specifics.
Well, that would help the story.
Yeah. I don't know much about storytelling. I was worried about the shows because in Hawaii, they're like, mate, you know, it's.
Hawaii? They went, mate?
Yeah, that's my agent.
Oh.
Yeah, he says been a lot.
Yeah.
No, but they say that the tickets are bad.
No. First of all, I know you're lying. They didn't say that and the tickets weren't bad. So
months in advance, they're like, it's not moving. And then slowly through time, it got there.
Yeah, months in advance, it's not moving.
All right.
So go ahead.
What are you doing right there, dude?
Nothing. I was trying to look up your numbers.
Okay. Well, no, don't do that. I can tell you what they are.
Okay.
So the first show sold out, and the second show was almost. Hawaii theater. It's a hard market. But like all my openers had a blast.
You went with Ramsey, Badawi.
Ramsey, Ariana, Ramek, and that big white guy, Mikey, at the store.
Yeah.
And then here's the good, and this is not funny, but I had never met the baby before.
You met Kalila's baby.
And, you know, I hung out with her boyfriend and the baby. We went to a beach, and I'm seeing somebody, so I brought her. And then all the openers came, and then
her mom and the whole family was
like
there.
A big happy family.
So it's like two worlds in just on the beach, you know what I mean? And it was just like, it was just perfect that day. Why are you smiling?
It's nice.
Go ahead, rip me apart.
No.
Do Bobby's mom, whatever you need to do.
No, no, I think that's really nice that you had that kind of, I think that's really nice.
Yeah, because remember the time before that, right?
Not good.
Yeah, a lady said, you're too fat. You're and I almost jumped off the balcony.
Right, that was
so
bad.
It's like, you know, if you weigh.
The juxtaposition is
yeah,
big.
Juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why.
No, these are nice moments. I told you this. These are nice moments. I had a nice moment. I was in the car driving from Philly to the Hamptons.
Wow.
Stayed at Timmy's house, Big Tim Dillon's house.
Wow.
By myself, in the car all day, listening to music.
Was he there?
No, he was out here.
Okay.
At the house to myself. It was.
And then what'd you do there?
I went and did an episode of the golf podcast, and then I went out and played golf with someone out there and just kind of like took it easy.
Wow.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had the same moment you did where I was, you know, you were surrounded by family and friends and lovers, and I was alone, and I was like, this is amazing.
You know, that's the true test.
Being alone?
Yeah, because before I went to Hawaii, sorry.
Clip it.
What?
No. Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tuesday night, I literally was sitting, I didn't have a spot.
You sat at home.
So I sat there and I went, God, I'm so bored. And then I just got in the car and went roller skating by myself.
Roller skating?
Mm-hmm.
At a roller skating rink?
Yeah, in Glendale.
Wow.
Literally by myself.
Cruising.
Just cruising by myself and never done anything like that before. But then I was astounded and very surprised about how comfortable I was. Being by myself.
People coming up to you the whole time?
No one. There's a couple of places, roller skating rinks and spas, they don't do it.
Well, spas is out of respect. Everybody's naked. Or is everybody naked at the roller skating rink as well? No. Oh, Glendale. Yes, I know
yeah,
that
Glendale.
One.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Skate bro.
Yeah.
Welcome to skate bro. Take off your pants, put on roller skates.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. You have to skate with your dick out. Yeah. Bro. What if you fall? It's going to hurt.
Yeah. But you know what's great? Blacks and Mexicans.
Slow down.
Blacks.
There it is.
And Mexicans.
Yeah.
Okay, you understand?
I love it.
Yeah. It's not just about, it's a lifestyle.
Roller skating.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's just the way, you know.
It's as if they have a little bit more rhythm.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like a deer on ice. You know what I mean? Yeah. I couldn't get into the rhythm, you know what I mean? But they're just like, and also the couples, they do.
Oh, yeah.
In sync, right?
Dude, I love it.
I love it.
Too. I watch guys, there's a guy on TikTok I watch that he like goes and skates to, him and a crew of guys go and skate.
Yeah.
Black dudes in roller rinks.
Oh my God, forget about it.
That's our Pilates. That's white Pilates.
Yeah. And then here's a rule I didn't know about. I slammed on my left side of my body. And some guy, you know, there's always that white guy. And then he goes, you okay? I go, yeah, I'm fine. And he goes, well, then give me a thumbs up then. I guess in roller skating runs, you have to
thumbs up if you're okay? Yeah,
your arm's broken. And you have to go. Yeah, I mean, is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never even heard of that before in my entire life. This is in St. Louis where it's going ham.
Ooh.
They're going off. Yeah, see?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey. He's like, what I like about it is there's no white people there.
Yeah.
There isn't, because they don't get in the way of these guys. They're having a fucking great time. See that with their female?
Oh, my God.
That's the move.
That's it.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I think this is going to be my new activity.
Does the person you're seeing, does she into this?
No.
She better start to be.
Yeah. Here's another thing we did last night. I've been very spontaneous lately, I have to tell you that.
I like this.
Right?
Yeah.
We were at Boa Restaurant. Right?
Someone's doing well.
Yeah. Getting some of that snow beef.
Snow beef?
Snow beef in the house. Right? And so this is over there by the beach.
Oh, in Malibu.
Like Manhattan Beachy.
Oh, down south. Yeah.
And after dinner, we went to Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. As you would right after Boa.
Thank you.
You go to Boa and then you need some Quicksilver slip-ons
thank you.
For the beach.
Yeah.
You want to go get some board shorts after Boa? Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Very funny today, you.
Thanks. It's kind of what we're doing here, Dennis.
Walk outside, and across the street was an escape room.
Oh, dude, I just, hold on, before you finish this,
yeah.
I just talked to the king in comedy of escape rooms last night.
The king of the comedies of the escape rooms?
No, the king in comedy of escape rooms, like a comedian who's the king of escape rooms. Guess who it is.
But is he popular in comedy?
Let's just tell me, just guess who it is. Who do you think would be good at those?
Bill.
Burr, no. Good guess. That's a good guess.
I think he'd be good. Moshe Kasher.
That's a very good guess. And by the way, on the right line of thinking. His initials are BW.
Brad Williams.
Let me tell you,
I don't know how he gets to some of the drawers.
He can't get out of anything.
The things that you need to do. Yeah,
he's stuck everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
You what?
Brent Weinbach.
Oh, of course.
Brother, last night, I'm not kidding.
Of course.
He says to me, Ryan Sickler goes, hey, yo, because of you, I got into escape rooms. Now I go with my daughter, and it's a great activity. Yeah. And Weinbach goes, well, I enjoy them very much. In fact, he's the best.
He's the best.
And you know what he said? He goes, this is what he does. How clever of Brent Weinbach. He liked going so much, he would call the escape rooms and go, hey, if you guys are testing out new rooms, you should test them out on me for free. So now they call Brent Weinbach.
Yeah, amazing.
And he tests out new rooms all over LA County.
Yeah.
When the company makes them, they consult Brent Weinbach on how to get out. And Sickler goes, but you don't go by yourself. He's like, I achieve that most of the time by myself.
Whoa, he probably, you know what? Brent probably doesn't even do hints.
No, he doesn't do fucking hints.
Have you been to an escape room?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just figures it out.
We did 5 hints.
Did this guy, Brent Weinbach.
He's amazing.
One of the funniest comics.
Yeah.
So he's the king in LA comedy right now of escape rooms. No one can beat
him. I had no idea about that.
He's the best, dude.
All right, so I went last night, and that's it.
Did you take the girl?
Yeah, we went in there, and I'll tell you, I solved 4 on my own.
Well, you're here, aren't you?
What do you mean?
No, you got out. I mean, obviously.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Because I did them in Budapest, and I was no help to the group.
What was it? Yeah, I mean,
because you get those like actresses, you know what I mean? Hollywood actresses, they want to take the lead. Mm. Is that demeaning or no? That's a good thing. Incentive.
It's a fact. Yeah.
So like, no, we got it.
Now, if you said those Hollywood actresses, you know, they're terrible people. I'd be like, well, that's a little.
Yeah, but they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I was surprised that I got 4 of them.
4.
Like on my own, where I didn't have to.
Pretty good.
And then she got like 5 or 6.
Oh, wow.
But then there were still 3 or 4 or 5 that we couldn't get. It was impossible.
So what? You didn't get out?
I wasn't laughing. I was coughing.
When do you leave for Spain? We got to get him out of here.
Yeah, we're going to get you out of here.
Let's get you out of here. Speaking of which, good transition. We at Bad Friends here are going to be looking for a new Spaniard because our friend is leaving for 4 months, 3 months, 4 months.
Shooting a movie. Yeah.
And so, and he's got other stuff to do. He wants to go see family and stuff. So he's going to be gone. We're going to lose a Spaniard in the booth. So we'd like to get a new Spaniard. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to be the Spaniard in the booth, we're taking submissions. You got to send a video over why you'd be good in the booth. We'll review it on the show. Send it to carlosinthebooth@gmail.com or DM our Instagram. DM the Instagram. But you got to be a Spaniard. These are the rules. You must be not of Spanish descent. You have to be from Spain.
Yeah.
You
not Mexico.
Be, no, Spain.
Not Chile.
And it can't be your parents. You have to be from Spain.
Yeah.
So it's going to limit the options, but we need real Spaniards in the booth.
Mm.
Male or female, by the way.
Yeah, we love it.
And female, just so you know.
They're the best.
We'll go over some stuff with you and Carlos before you get in the booth with them. But yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take all submissions.
Preferred female.
Sorry?
Preferred female.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they don't prefer it.
Yeah. Carlos, you're not allowed.
To do what?
If somebody's working here, you're not allowed.
Not allowed.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Not allowed.
Yeah, I know.
Penetration.
Yeah, I know.
Any
you can't say penetration?
Any sort of tration.
Yeah.
No concentration, yeah, no masturbation, no tration at all.
Is Bobby allowed?
Arbitration. Yeah, he's
maybe celebration. You can do celebration.
Thank you. Okay.
I love those.
Yeah, we'll give him that.
I love celebration.
Blue Chew.
Hey guys, 53 years old. Sometimes I get ED. Sometimes I need a miracle, and the miracle is Blue Chew.
That's exactly right. Blue Chew is incredible. It's not just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting.
It's like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. You want to get jacked in the basement?
Yeah. I've had girls say, what are you, 22? I'm 53. They go, you have sex with like a 22-year-old.
Really? Girls say that to you?
Yeah. And I go, thank you. When I'm on Bluetooth.
When you're on the Bluetooth. When you're not on Bluetooth, they go, what are you, 1,000 years
yes.
old?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Last time I took Bluetooth, my penis got sponsored by an energy drink company and refused to do missionary, saying it was bad for the brand.
That's right. This isn't a supplement. It's an erection resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby tried Blue Chew, and now his hog has a zip code and voting rights.
Guys, this isn't just about performance. This is about legacy, or third legacy. Get her group chat something to talk about. You know when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew for free. Just use promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify.
You better believe it, because when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allo, Allbirds, Skims, me and Bobby's favorite.
I love Skims.
Sure, you think about a great product, doesn't matter. You can think about a cool brand, that's fine, and a brilliant marketing, blah, blah, blah. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling for shoppers and buying simple for millions of businesses. That business is Shopify.
Listen, I know Shopify is good. It's because we use it.
We use it. That's why.
The best.
Yeah.
If you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in the store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
Shop Pay, you may have heard of it, boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up, 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 up. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify, okay? Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Allbirds and Skims uses right now. You can sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/badfriends, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/lowercasebadfriends to upgrade your selling today.
shopify.com/lowercasebadfriends.
Rocket money. You saved me so much money with Rocket Money when you suggested it a year ago.
I did. I said, Bob, you have way too many subscriptions, and Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills. You got to grow your savings, and they can help you.
I spent like saved like $1,000
a year. Was almost $1,000. Yeah.
Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forget about.
If you see one, you see a subscription you no longer want, Rocket Money is going to help you cancel it. And by the way, they sometimes can help negotiate to lower your bills for you, because you don't want to talk to customer service, Bob. You don't like them.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right?
I hate it.
They will for you. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
And you get alerts if your bill increases in price, if there's unusual activity in your accounts, if you're closing to go over budget. Even when you're doing a good job, they alert you.
They'll tell you what's going on, man. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/badfriends today.
That's rocketmoney.com/badfriends.
rocketmoney.com/badfriends.
I can't wait to see what Andreas is like giving us notes.
I got a couple of guesses.
Okay, so I'm doing a scene. And then you be Andreas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say action first.
Action.
Yeah, Filippo. It's his God-given right. Zombie all day, every day.
Okay, man. Cut. Bobby, if you're going to be in this scene, you to pretend that you are with... Okay, good, go. Okay.
Really?
Right, because he's not going to be able to do it.
He doesn't know how to do it.
Well, he also knows we're not going to listen.
We're not going to listen, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be looking somewhere else. He's going to be trying.
If he's Andrew.
You play with me. Here you go. Okay, yeah, you be him.
Okay, action. Action, I say. I'm boss.
I'll take my own cue. I'll take my own cue.
Don't talk to me like that.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm directing the movie.
I quit.
Okay, anyway, action.
I don't know where they're coming from, but I do know we need to stay here. If we leave, they're going to get us.
Okay. Cut. Andrew, what? Stick to the lines.
Who wrote him?
I did.
Get fucked.
Andrew, I have Chris Pine waiting.
Hello? Yeah, I'm on set of this shitty movie. Yeah, send the chopper.
Yeah, wow.
Goodbye. Doo-doo.
He gets a chopper?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying by helicopter from Los Angeles to Spain. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
It was a pretty bad deal I made in my contract.
Here, okay, let's write down our what we need on I got to write down what
he
we
can
need.
Type it up on the screen for us. Let him type it.
Because we have a waiver. Not a waiver. What's it called?
Contract?
No, not contract. Rider.
Rider.
We need a rider.
Here's our rider for the movie.
Okay.
We'd like to make our rider. Give us our request. Bobby Lee's rider starts with what?
Can we do combo? Or?
Yeah, Bobby Lee and Andrew Ryder.
All right.
This is our rider.
You will go back and forth.
Go ahead. What's your first thing that you need for the movie?
I need 87 sugar-free Red Bulls stocked into a trailer.
Seems pretty reasonable.
And chilled. Not frozen, chilled. But almost getting there. What's yours?
I want 87 Diet Cokes, please. And a slice of lime fresh with every Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And I don't want lime that's been there.
Yeah.
I need new lime. Mm. New lime. And also, I'd like an ice maker in that in case him and I would like some ice with it. Because I know it gets hot in Spain in the summer.
Exactly.
Okay.
My next one is when I'm in my trailer and I want to put my feet up, I don't want an ottoman. I want a Brad.
A little person.
Brad.
A little Spanish.
Him specifically.
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams.
Okay, great.
So I can just kind of relax.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also very funny. We can play Uno.
He's good at Uno.
Yeah. What's yours?
Okay. I would like a back washer. I want someone hired to simply wash my back.
Brad can do it.
I'm pretty tall.
Yep. Can't you wash?
How about this? I need a back washer and I need a 6-foot ladder, please. Just give me a 6-foot ladder and a loofah and we'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Because Brad can use a ladder.
Yeah, that's how he washes.
Very, very, very good. Very good.
It's a lot of jumping otherwise.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
What I need is a, okay. I need to watch How to Train Your Dragon Part 2.
Mm.
Before editing. That's not a good one. Erase that. No, erase that. That's not a good one.
I don't know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I was following you.
I don't either.
I followed you.
Because once you said the fucking bags thing, and then I'm like, I think that's about it for me. No, but all right, so I do know what I want, okay?
What kind of food? Do you have any food requests?
Exactly. I need crudo.
Hamachi crudo.
Yeah, hamachi crudo, but like a garbage can full.
A garbage can.
Yeah, yeah.
A new garbage can.
Because
I know what you would do.
Hamachi crudo in it. Yeah. Right.
And also.
And a straw for some reason.
And I want fresh caught fish every day from the sea because we're right there.
Yeah.
But I want the fishermen to stay with us.
Exactly.
All day and all night. I actually want them to sleep over.
Yeah.
I want an in-house live-in fisherman, please.
Yeah.
So he talks us about the fish. He informs us. He cooks it. He cleans it.
Mm.
Also.
I mean, Madrid is in the center of the country.
Wait, this is in Madrid? Oh, we can't do it.
Wait, is it inland?
It's in the center of Spain.
Oh, my
I didn't know
God.
It was in Madrid. Did you tell me it was in Madrid?
Forget the crudo, though. Erase the crudo.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I can do the crudo, right? You know, I don't want a trailer anymore.
One.
Got it.
He can't afford that anyway.
Yeah, but I want... listen to what I want.
By the way, you thought you were getting a trailer?
Yeah.
It's just somebody's car.
I know. His mom and dad's house.
Yeah. If you turn the AC up, you can sit in the car till we're ready.
Yeah.
For you?
I just want like in the cement, I want a John Wick weapons cabinet.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, with the coins and the, you know what I mean? And the
this makes
the markers and all that stuff. Like a packet.
Okay.
I want a John Wick packet. Go ahead.
And genuinely, I want a set dog on the heels of John Wick. I want a set dog. We want a dog for the set.
Dead or alive.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
But when it's over, if it's alive when it's over, we do have to kill it. We have to sacrifice it for the movie.
That list thing was bad. I didn't come up with a good one. What did you think? You like your list?
I think it's good.
I think good. Let's move on from it then. So anyway, so you're gonna be there for 3 months, Spain. It's all cast. Really, every part is cast. Wow.
Including the leads. Which we are not.
Yeah.
I think we're number like 18 on the call sheet. What number would we be on your call sheet?
That day, you guys are number one.
No. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I don't think you know how Hollywood works. You're always the same number on the call sheet, regardless of the day. What number are we?
You guys are...
What number are we?
10 and 11.
Who's 10?
You are...
Who's 10?
It's 10 and 10. Sorry.
10A and 10B?
No.
10A Andrew, 10B Bobby?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Interesting, very interesting.
So you're saying I'm above him? Is that what you're trying to say?
Alphabetical, no.
Valphabetical?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It's only one day of work?
Three.
Okay, and we have a...
Three.
Do we
but we can get it done in one.
We turn into zombies.
you guys die by zombie attacks.
But we never turn into one?
It's a flaw in the script.
No. Honestly.
When you die and attacked by zombies, you turn into a zombie.
Exactly. Also, I asked you if I... The whole reason why I wanted to do it is because I wanted to play a zombie.
I know. But the time commitment to the makeup and all that...
No. It's not time. You know what it is. He doesn't want to pay for the makeup and hair.
Or, you know what I mean? He's going to cut us out of the movie.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Would never.
Could you imagine him flying us to Spain just to cut us out of his movie? What's it called again? Do we know what it's called? We can cut all this out. We can cut whatever you want out.
Jabberwocky.
Oh, yeah. We can't do it.
Yeah, we can't do it. Can we be lovers in it?
Yes.
That'd be fun. Hi. Good morning. I have a headache. Just don't talk to me right now. I'm just doing that.
I don't know if I buy it.
My gayness?
I think we'd really have to get in character.
I think
we should spend a couple of weeks living together before we do the movie. We should do some pre-footage. You know what? Let's rent a house here in LA for a week and let's live together and we'll film it and let's see how close we can really get.
I would, even without the movie, I would, if you really needed it.
I do.
I would suck you off. We don't have to go through these elaborate things.
Well, it's just for the fans. It's for the fans.
We could just go right to the tap. If you really needed me to do it.
Maybe I do.
Oh, then I'll do it.
Thank you.
God.
That's real friendship, by the way.
That's real friendship.
And you know who didn't set that up? The director. He has no influence on these characters whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you something right now. If we go out and do this movie for you, you're going to owe us big time.
Oh, yeah.
For a long, long,
long time.
Can you imagine? You'll be under our thumb forever.
Indebted to us forever.
Forever and forever, ever, in perpetuity. Yeah.
How would it be different than now?
How would that be different than now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now we need you around for the show. We could fire you. Yeah. In fact, if we find the Spanish replacement, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think, like, you know what I mean? The way you talked to me over there before.
Didn't like it,
and I don't think that that's in play right now, okay? What we're saying is that, like, eat the mud.
Eat the mud.
Yeah. That kind of a thing.
Eat the mud.
Yeah. I met his McCones.
You met McCones what? Oh, his family was in town while I was gone. Hold on.
I liked the middle one.
Yeah.
Your younger one does not like me. Does not.
The younger brother?
Yeah. His vibe toward me was weird, dog. What is his problem with me?
He's more of an Andrew fan. He was pretty disappointed that he wasn't around.
You guys are pushing those buttons today, buddy.
No. I mean, it's not even me. He just likes that style of stand-up more. Like, more written, rehearsed, kind of fresher. The Notebook reference didn't really hit for him.
Did I do a Notebook reference on stage that night? No, I didn't.
We didn't see you. They wanted to see Neil in the OR.
McCone.
Dude.
No, hold on. McCone, right? I wasn't ripping on your brother, right? I was giving you just an observation.
I know, so was I.
No, you weren't. You were turning it into a fucking death slam. I mean, like...
It was a slam.
It was a slam, dude.
Big slam. Top rope. Yeah. Top rope.
I was just saying, I don't think he likes me. And you're like, well, yeah, well, your comedy is terrible. You don't have a right. Take an acting class. I mean, you just, what the fuck, bro?
No, he was just a little too high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that takes away all the, that removes all the weight from all this.
Yeah.
It does?
If he was stoned, he's probably.
But does he believe that stuff?
No, of course not.
It doesn't sound like.
It doesn't sound like it.
I don't know about
it. Are you being real? No. I don't care. I'm not that sensitive.
Bro.
Yeah.
What is going on?
What's going on?
I took you
to the fucking movies, bro.
That was really fun.
I take him to dinner, the movies, when you're gone.
Oh, you picked up my tab for a little while?
Right?
This guy.
And this is what he does to me?
Well, this is the thanks he gets?
I loved our movie day, Bob.
Okay.
I saw it when I was in Philly.
What?
Mission and by
What'd
myself.
What'd you think?
I'll say this.
Okay.
The beginning was terrible. Jumpy, crazy, convoluted. It looked like they did that. You know, they shot the movie and then they're like, fuck, we need to do something with the beginning. That's really what it was. Like all the throwback footage.
Didn't feel that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Thank you.
Did you feel that?
100%.
Yeah, I said the beginning was jumbled, but once I got into its groove, it was
They found their feet, which they should have just started with,
yeah,
it's fine.
Okay.
But just start there.
Yeah.
I love the relationship with him and Ving.
Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
That was emotional.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And Ving Rhames is just good.
He's great.
He's just good.
Yeah.
I think my only hiccup was because I tested this on my own. You know I go diving. And the submarine scene.
Okay.
I did it. I'm serious. I went and dove. I tried to get out of a submarine's. The suction from an engine.
Yeah.
You're gone.
You're dead, man.
That part didn't play real.
Right.
Outside of that, everything else was fine. Him derobing 600 feet underneath and being able to surface with that.
Yeah.
Totally believable.
Yeah.
In negative degree water.
Yeah.
Believed it.
He would literally have imploded down there.
Within seconds. It would have been like fucking, it'd have been like the Titanic submarine. Yeah.
Or that submarine that pop. Yeah.
Yeah. And then outside of that, and the airplane scene, the airplane chase with each other, totally believable. Loved it. Very
well, that's
easy.
That's the part that he actually did.
Yeah, some of it. Let's be honest. Yeah. He did some of that. Yeah. He did. He flew the plane. I loved it. I actually really enjoyed the movie as a whole.
Yeah.
I did want, for some reason, him to die at the end.
Yeah.
I really wanted that opus moment of like, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm done. And by the way, they could have left it where he may have been dead, but we don't know. Would have loved that.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Here's
another
thing I hated about it. They're saying this is the last one.
It's not.
But at the end, when you do a thing where everyone meets at a courtyard or whatever in Paris.
We learned this from what?
And the
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Really?
I've never seen that movie.
They meet at the house in East LA in every movie.
Really?
To let you know, another one's coming.
We'll be back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I didn't like. I was like, fuck off.
The
I'm
Paris
not
meetup
one.
I did not like.
Yeah.
Did not like that.
Also, you don't say anything. Why would you all meet in a courtyard, right, just to look at each other?
Yeah, I understand. That's Tommy. I bet my banking out that was a Tom pitch.
Really?
I bet you my life he went,
all right, so,
and then we're all going to meet.
Yeah.
But we won't say a word.
Yeah, we won't, yeah.
And the director and
so our characters fly all around the world.
To get to Paris,
right? Yeah. And then check this out. We don't even say anything.
Imagine Simon Pegg just shows up. He's like, my luggage is... I lost my luggage. I'm sorry. So I'm late to the meetup. Like one guy's flight was delayed.
Yeah. And then...
That's the part that bothers me the most about these kind of movies.
Yeah.
Is there's no real world moments, which is correct, which is why Brad Pitt eats the entire time in Oceans. Mm. You know that, right?
In Oceans.
11.
Oh, 11. What,
Brad's
okay. I thought he was really a deep at sea there.
Right? he will be.
All right. Okay.
In Oceans, I guess the rumor goes, he made a joke like, when are we taking a shit? Like, when are these guys eating or sleeping or whatever? And I guess then he deliberately was like, well, I'm going to eat the whole fucking movie. So in every scene in Oceans, he's eating something.
Wow.
Yeah. And apparently that was the impetus. Now, this could be internet lore.
Yeah.
But it's a great piece of internet lore. But he is eating in every scene in Ocean. Something. Snacking, eating, chewing, doing something, drinking.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And by the way, you do notice it. Like the first time I saw it, I remember noticing, but actually not caring, which is kind of wild.
Mm.
You're pulling scenes from other movies we're not talking about.
You know what else?
I know, he does it in all his movies.
Well, he doesn't eat throughout the whole film, but in Oceans, he eats in every scene.
No, in Moneyball, he eats a lot too.
Eats a lot, mm-hmm. But not every scene.
Right. You know what Asaf Ali said yesterday about Brad Pitt?
How funny was that phone call with you and I?
That was, dude, you killed it with that phone call.
I was dying laughing. He had Asif Ali on the phone because he was on the pod.
So good.
And he goes, did you listen to my audition for the animated show? I said, sure did.
Yeah.
He goes, what do you think? I said, two words, you stink. And then I hung up.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I love him.
Yeah.
One of our favorite, dude, I think.
He's so talented. Great actor.
Love Asif.
But he told me that he went to that new race car.
F1?
And he got to go to the after party.
Oh, fuck.
So he's at the after party. Yeah, and Brad's there. Oh. And him and his, you know his brother, the pharmacist?
Asif's brother.
Yeah. So they're just kind of going toward Brad just to say congratulations in the movie. You know what I mean? And you did a great job.
Chokeslammed.
What?
What happened?
No. They walk up to Brad, and then all of a sudden a fucking security guy goes in front of them. Like, what do you want?
Correct.
But in my mind, it's like, how bold are you, fucker, to even approach the man?
Yeah, you don't do that.
You don't approach the man?
That's what I'm saying. They should have slammed him. They should have body slammed those guys and stepped on their throats.
Yeah. He's like, well, he's one of those, I'm a part of the business.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
No, you're absolutely
that's
not.
That's a part of the business that you're not.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
You shouldn't even been in the room.
Shouldn't even been there.
In the building, right? If I'm okay, if I see Brad Pitt, this is what I do. That's Brad Pitt, right? I'll go like that. Brad Pitt. That's it.
Yeah.
To my brother.
Here's what I would do. Here's I'm talking to you at a party, and I'm like, well, and then next week we'll have to. I gotta go. And I'd leave.
Really?
Well, you don't want to be around that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The presence of that man.
The presence of it.
Every woman looks at Brad and looks at you and goes,
yeah, yeah,
ugh.
Yeah. I don't want to all of a sudden go. Woo.
Gemini.
Oh my God. I use my credit card a lot, bud.
I kind of use my credit card for almost everything.
Yeah, but did you struggle to see what kind of card you want to use or not?
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm going to, like, what are the points for and where do they go and what am I using them for and who cares? But now.
This is better, though.
With Gemini.
What do you get?
Finally.
Exactly.
We partnered with Gemini to showcase their Bitcoin credit card, the only instant Bitcoin rewards credit card. It's incredible.
The card is great. You earn Bitcoin back instantly on every purchase. You get up to 4% back on transportation, 3% back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on everything else.
The Bitcoin credit card is an easy way for you to get exposure to Bitcoin without ever having to buy it. Just swipe the card like you normally would and earn Bitcoin back instead of points or miles, right? This is the non-traditional way to use your credit card. You have one in your wallet right now. You're using it anyway. The Bitcoin rewards earned and held for 1 year on the Gemini credit card have appreciated 176% on average. Pick Bitcoin or 50 other cryptos and switch at any single time.
To sign up for Bitcoin credit card, head to Gemini.com/badfriends and get $200 in Bitcoin when you spend $3,000 in your first 90 days.
You can see if you pre-qualify with no impact to your credit score. Click the link or go to Gemini.com/badfriends to apply and start earning instantly. See rates and fees in the description for more info.
Ka-chava! You guys, Ka-chava is a lifesaver for me. It's a meal supplement for me.
Yes.
It's actually absolutely delicious. Every flavor.
25 grams, by the way, of 100% plant-based protein. 5 indulgent flavors, chocolate, vanilla, chai, matcha, coconut acai. Mm. The thing that Bobby has always said to me is when we do get laced up with a product that he is in love with, he goes, you have to get me some, you have to get me some, you have to get me some. Yeah. And I go, I'll get you some Ka-chava. We it's just got easy. Shipped a huge box.
It's easy. You get one of these suckers.
Yep.
You have this at home, right?
Yep.
You put so much Ka-chava in, put some water in, you shake it, and bingo.
Show me how you shake. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Ka-chava, you can try for risk-free with their Love It Guarantee. That's exactly right. Adding more plant-based protein to your diet is a fantastic way to nourish your body, whether you're coming home from the gym or coming home from work or you're on the run or the kids or whatever it may be, or you're on your way to listen to a Bad Friends podcast. With every 2 scoops of Ka-chava, you get 85 plus superfood nutrients and plant-based ingredients.
No artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. No GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives.
That's right. And you don't got to be vegan to love it. It is delicious. Fuel your daily adventures with Ka-chava. Go to Ka-chava.com and use the code BADFRIENDS for 15% off your next order.
That's Ka-chava. Ka-chava.com. Code BADFRIENDS for 15% off.
Chime.
Banking is easier now.
And much easier
with Chime.
Chime, man.
Chime is changing the way people bank, my friend. Fee-free and smarter banking built for you.
They really do, man.
Not like old school banks that charge you overdraft and monthly fees, my friend.
Well,
built for you, not the 1%.
It's not 1%. It's built for everybody, man. And it helps you build credit history stress-free. You get paid when you say, okay, up to $500. Bank fee-free. Plus overdraft coverage you can count on. I used to overdraft all the time. When I first moved to LA, I would overdraft a lot and my bank would clip me constantly. Thanks to things like Chime now, they don't do that. So it's not going to hurt. They're not going to sting you when you're down. It's the new way to build credit history with your own money and get rewarded every single day.
No annual fees, no interest, and no strings attached. And when you get qualifying direct deposits, you get 1.5% cash back on eligible Chime card purchases.
Chime is not just smarter banking. It's the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today.
It's just a few minutes to sign up. Head to Chime.com/badfriends. That's Chime.com/badfriends.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services, a secured Chime Visa credit card, and MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See Chime.com/fees info. Advertised annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1.00% APY applies. No min balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details and applicable terms.
I don't need to get hard in front of Brad.
In fact, I don't want to be around Austin Butler either for at it. Austin Butler. I'll get harder in front
of him. I'm less threatened by the Butler.
Oh, really?
I'm more threatened by the Brad.
I think Butler would have been really kind of more down to earth.
Sure, be Pitts way up there.
Yeah, Pitts.
He's a god. You know, if Austin had any brains, he would have acted like Staff. Then you can go up to Brad.
Oh.
Act like Staff. Go, can I get anything to
drink? He's the right color, too.
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, sometimes you say it the true way. Sometimes it comes out.
I think it's... if I, okay, for instance, right? I've been, every Chinese restaurant when I was a kid, I would literally walk by a table if I go to the bathroom. And every time people go, excuse me, can I get the hot mustard or whatever? And I'm like 14. I'm like, I don't work.
You'd go get it though, wouldn't you?
I would get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll go get it. But
when he does it, they walk away and the white people are like, look, dude, you can ask anybody. They'll all get it for you. They feel guilty about it. Yeah. They know you don't work there. They don't care.
But I, because I just looked the part. That wasn't being racist again, Asif. I just think that a lot of times.
Oh, I was kidding.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, you're totally fine.
Okay, thank you.
But he goes up to Brad and sees the movie. Did he say the movie was good?
He was amazing. But I was more stuck on the nerve of you.
Yeah, the nerve of that guy.
Right? It's like another thing. It's like when you see like one of your openers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, my friend Billy's from out of town. And then Billy tries to hug you.
Oh, buddy.
Right?
Yeah, Billy.
What's up, homie? Thanks for helping my friend out. You know what I mean? They do that all the time. And you're like, bro, what is going on?
I don't
on
know here? You, Billy.
Yeah.
I was on a flight in my fucking row. Was Nick Offerman coming back from Budapest.
I love him.
I didn't even look over. Didn't want to bother him. I didn't want to like fucking.
Did you say hi?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
I don't know him. And also, what am I going to say? Hey, I think you're the shit.
Yeah.
And he'll go, okay.
Yeah.
And I'll go, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to bug that guy.
Yeah. I've done this where I'm. So when I was in Budapest too, I was with a couple of actors from Borderlands. Anyway, and John Krasinski was at the Nobu. And so I noticed John, but I'm just kind of look and I go, oh, there's John Krasinski. But then one of my castmates was like, oh, I did a movie with him. And so she just got up and then she waved me over.
That's the move.
And then I walked over and John was super cool. Like, hey, dude, I know you. You know, yes, and that kind of a thing.
But you have to have an invite.
You have to have an in.
And guess what, Asif? Yeah. Brad Pitt didn't give you an invite.
No. No one did.
No.
Yeah.
He actually snuck into the F1 premiere.
Yeah. There's 20 people. Well, give me 10 people that you don't think you're allowed to approach them.
10?
Yeah.
Way more than that.
I know, but just your okay.
Okay.
Let me give you some names.
We can go back and forth.
And see. No, I'm going to give you a name and see if they're approachable or not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tom Hardy?
No, not even close.
Okay, let's set up the scenario, though. It's
doesn't matter.
It's
not
a,
doing it.
It's a party of 40 people.
Oh, even less.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So Tom Hardy, Meryl Streep?
Nope.
Whoa, wow.
No chance.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
Only because I know a little French, yeah.
Are you being rude? You would approach him.
Oui.
Okay.
No, I don't. I would never.
Tom Holland.
Nope.
Okay.
No way.
What? So nobody.
Yeah, you might.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Okay.
Keep going. You might find one.
Okay, I will. Okay, I'm gonna let me look. Josh Peck.
I don't want to talk to him. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Probably.
Yeah, because we kind of know him. Yeah. I'm going to think of. Oh, I got one.
You were about to say middle famous. You were about to say like. You weren't saying, I know what you're doing. You're going, I've done the A's. Let's get to the B's.
Yeah, I was trying to.
I get it.
Okay. Because all the A's are no.
I'm not going to do any of the A's.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless I've worked with you.
Right.
Or your best friend is someone I know very well.
William Forsyth.
Don't even know him, and I definitely would.
Right.
I'd go, Mr. Forsyth, okay. Love you to death.
Yeah. The kids from Sopranos.
Robert Eiler and
yeah,
I'd probably say hi to them.
Yeah,
you know why? They pod.
Yeah. So that's your angle in.
We have something very in common.
Just give me a couple of names. Let me see if I.
No, let me see if you would go up to.
This is dead.
Sydney thing. Sweeney.
Since I don't know who she is, I would do it.
You don't know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Mm-mm.
Sydney Sweeney. You know Sydney Sweeney, buddy.
I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. What's she in?
Euphoria.
You never saw it. That's why.
I'm going up to her.
Oh yeah. Say what?
She's an A star, and I'm going right up to her.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to do what Asif should have done. I'm going to walk right up to her at a party and go, how are you, ma'am? Can I get you anything to eat or drink?
Yeah.
As looking like me, though.
Yeah, she's very pretty. I'm sure she's very talented.
She is very talented.
You know what movie TV show I had never seen? And I haven't been sleeping because I've been binge walking. Is Oxnard.
The city of Oxnard in California?
Ozark.
Oh, that's so good.
They could make that show in Oxnard, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Similar.
I had never seen it before.
How did you not see that?
I don't know. It just kind of flew by me. And one night I was so bored. You know what I mean? I was like, I was on Netflix. I was like, oh, I heard this is okay. You know, so I watched the first one. I didn't sleep for 24 hours.
This is crazy. You're just seeing.
Such
a good show.
I just burned through it. She is a star, that girl.
Well, she's been, because of the show, she has been for a while now.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets a lot of work.
She was so good in that. Isai Morales. I mean, I just, Laura Linney, everyone's so good. But I never, why don't you guys ever tell me to watch it?
It won Emmys. Everybody talked about it.
Yeah, it was one of those things that just kind of flew by me.
It was one of the most successful shows in its, I mean, it literally was like a banger hit.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Am I going to be, because sometimes when you watch a show like Lost, it kind of fades out.
It doesn't fade.
It doesn't, does it fade?
It's good to the last second.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the ending, I think the last season is fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Here's my argument against it.
I promise you, you don't know what's coming.
But here's my argument against it.
Okay.
There's no reprieve. Once one problem's solved, it's the stress of what as a couple have to go through. There's never an episode where like, oh.
What season are you on?
Just the middle of the second season.
You're going to see some things start to change.
Okay.
You'll see moments of, we know, people that know. There's moments of payoff.
Yeah, at one point you want the people that you like in the show to have some wins.
There's some stuff in there. You'll start
to
see
what I mean? Because there's no wins right now.
I know, but without any of this drama, how could you get through? I've done this. I'm not going to lie to you.
You've done what?
I've watched shows where they've passed the time of their like moment in the sun.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
were you aware of these shows or are you just like, I'm going to just.
I just put it off maybe.
Yeah.
Like maybe I just wasn't into it at the time.
All right. So what? Give me.
I waited for The Wire. I didn't watch The Wire when it came out.
Oh, wow. That was a good show.
I waited.
Wow.
I don't know why either. Yeah. I think that was a big one. And the other big one was.
Friends?
I've never seen an episode.
I've never seen an episode of Friends either.
Never. Not interested.
Yeah, I have one that you're going to. I already said it. But people know.
I know, but I'm not interested in
it. Yeah. Okay.
It's a bunch of whites. I don't
Yeah. What else is in it? That's it? Wire?
Well, The Wire I watched late. The other one I watched late was Stranger Things. I was late to that party.
Yeah.
I didn't see that when it was coming out.
Yeah.
That she was huge.
Yeah.
I just didn't give a fuck about kids in the suburbs and chasing ghosts. I was like, I don't know.
Good show.
It was okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Did you
what's her name?
Game of Thrones. You saw Game of Thrones.
Drake's wife is in it. Yeah,
So why have you saw Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Why can't you watch House of the Dragon?
Cannot. Will not.
It's so good though. I felt the same way until I started watching it.
No, I don't want to. And maybe like we're talking now, maybe I'll watch it in a couple years.
Yeah, it's a different show. But I think at one point, probably episode 7, I'm like, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
In your mind,
7's a lot.
I know. When I watched Oxnard. Here We Go was in the first episode.
Ozark. But I like Oxnard. You're right. Oxnard is a city here in California. And you are right. The Ozarks is
I thought I said Ozark.
You did.
Okay. I said Oxnard? Mm-hmm. Who cares? You know what I'm talking about.
I do now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it happened in the pilot.
The first scene. The very first frame.
Yeah.
Is butt-clenchingly cool.
Yeah.
Shot in Chicago, Illinois.
And Isai Morales, there was a point where after Isai did La Bamba and some of his earlier work.
La Bamba.
He was in La Bamba.
Richie Valens, yeah. Bala, 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 bala. Exactly.
Where he would hang out at the store a lot.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how I know him. And then he disappeared. I never, right? But to see him now.
Interesting.
In huge things. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's big.
Handsome.
Handsome.
Yeah, just a nice person. You ever see Bad Boy with fucking Sean Penn and Isai Morales?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, a violent prison movie. It's so good.
The Sean Penn of it all bothers me.
Go to an image. Look, yeah, maybe that one where they're facing each other.
That's cool.
Dude, that movie is so good.
I've never seen Bad Boys. I've never seen
violent.
Because I like the black one. The
Why
black
don't you like movie. Sean?
Huh?
Why don't you like Sean Penn?
Oh, he, you know.
Have you had a real world?
No.
Okay.
No.
What is it then?
I just don't like what I see.
What do you see? His nose?
No, he's just like a constant harp about everything, about politics and a global perspective. It's shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're going to change the world?
Yeah. But when Katrina, he went into the Mud River and tried to save people?
Okay. Sure he did.
What?
It's all bullshit. You know what this is like when actors get on these fucking high horses about saving the fucking world? It's the same way I feel about yesterday. I saw an environmental police officer. Look at that.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. He's running.
Come this way.
And she's barely walking.
She's a cane.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Wow.
This is, by the way, this is all performative. Performative.
Dude, this guy.
It's the worst.
Give me another one. This is so funny. Him trying to save black people.
The worst. It's such performative bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, what are you carrying, Rice?
Rice.
Like, what are you doing? Is that like a part of like a
dam? I like how you question it like you don't know. You can smell that from a mile away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's in there.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a bag full of AIDS.
AIDS.
Yeah.
Coming in with the AIDS. Heads up. By the way, such performative bullshit. If the camera wasn't there, would he do it? How about this?
Oh my God, this is so funny, dude.
Go save the world without cameras.
Exactly.
Go do it without press.
That's exactly what it is. I think that's what it is. Yeah. And also that fucking little wound he has on his head, makeup.
Makeup.
Yeah, yeah. You know he was in the bathroom. Okay, I can make it look quick. So you're right. When you
performative bullshit.
Right. So when you, like, I try to do one thing, nice thing, and not brag about it a day.
You should. That's wonderful.
Okay. But once you say, yeah, I just give this homeless guy money, it just takes it away.
You could say it to me, your friend.
I wouldn't even do that.
But he's publicizing it to the world. Like, look at how much of a fucking hero I am. And then he goes, I heard Bill Maher. He went on Bill Maher's and they were going back and forth about it.
You know what I also don't like? When you go on like TikTok or whatever, and you'll see a guy from the Midwest. LA is a shithole. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why would it, you know, it's dying. You know what I mean? This and that. And it's like, bro, number one, did you see anything on fire when you live here?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's only one little section.
Yeah, one little
number. Of one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah, it didn't exist. I didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I can make an argument that I'll give you why LA is better.
Go ahead.
Right now? Not right now. Yeah, yeah.
But I can.
Yeah. I mean, I'll off the top of my head. The best Korean food, better than in Korea.
That's fucking wild. And I know you said that before, but it's wild.
Okay. And I just discovered a new one that it blew the other ones away.
Mm-mm.
Gaban. On Western. I got to take you guys there. Another one is Dado, a new one.
I want to save this on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you just text me.
I'll text it to you.
Because I want that.
Second thing. The other night, me and Andrea Jin, bored. It's midnight. And we go, let's go to the spa.
Love.
Yeah. So her and I are upstairs in the communal one, and we're just laughing in the clay balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like midnight. We're just laughing. You know what I mean?
In the clay balls.
In the clay ball. You can't do that in fucking Indianapolis.
They don't have a spa there. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Another, a third one, it's like, when we go ugly, we go ugly. Mm. And I like that.
Go on.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
I don't want to go, because then I have to make references to people that we know, and I want to do that. All right, and I don't get in trouble. But when we go ugly, but when we go hot, we go hot.
We're hot, yeah.
Right? We're 45 minutes from the beach, depending on where you live.
Yeah.
Right? We're a couple hours from skiing.
You're 2 hours from skiing.
Yeah, yeah. We have desert situations, Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
We have every environment known to man here.
That's right.
Fourth biggest fucking economy in the world.
And we have the beautiful, and we have the mountains.
We have the mountains.
You want to go hike? You can go hike.
Yeah. Give me a positive about LA.
You're here.
You too. I should be the number one.
That's my only one that I can even think of. Mm. You're the only reason I'm still here.
Another thing, comedy clubs.
Yeah. Comedy clubs.
From where we live, we're 6 to 10 minutes away.
From everything.
From all three of the biggest comedy clubs in LA.
In the
world, probably.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comedy Store is one of the biggest.
Yeah.
The world.
Literally, we could just get in the car. 10 minutes later, I'm on stage.
That's right.
Fucking amazing.
That is right.
Yeah. There's just so many things.
It reminds me that I like this place when I walk my dog in the morning with coffee. That's probably it for me, truly.
Really?
Yeah, something about the morning sun with coffee with the dog, and I'm like, well, this isn't everywhere, and this is like this every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And someone's like, don't you get tired of that? Isn't it Groundhog Day? Yeah. Like, did you watch that movie? It was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's pretty cool. He got to do whatever he wants.
Now, if Hawaii had three major comedy clubs, I might do.
If
that's
Hawaii,
the only place I would go. I can live.
I'll
there.
Say this: if Hawaii had even two major, even one major comedy club,
yeah, yeah,
and no Hawaiians, I would love it.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No locals.
Yeah.
I do love Hawaii.
I love it too, dude. Oh, we got to do a show there.
Mm-mm.
Please.
I'll think about it. Here's why I don't want to do a show there. That's like where we go to escape.
Mm.
You know,
interesting.
There's something about that I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that there.
Mm, interesting.
It's like I, you know, it's like
it's our excuse to go though.
It can be, but it's almost like
because the show.
It's why I don't like fucking in the shower. I get clean in there. I don't want to get.
There's certain places you've had and had sex in, like roller coaster.
Never fucked on a roller coaster. Okay. You have?
Yeah.
No chance. That'd I've gotten a blowjob on a Ferris wheel.
That's good.
That's kind of a roller coaster.
That's a roller coaster motion, maybe.
Yeah, slow, but
up and down. I don't know.
Ferris wheel goes around.
Yeah.
That was up and down.
That was up and down.
Where's the weirdest place you ever hooked up?
I'll tell you why.
Mm.
What?
Well, tell me why you did it too.
I'll tell you why what. I was my first girlfriend. Her name was Jennifer.
I remember.
You do?
No.
Yeah. And so I was working at a restaurant called the Brockton Villa.
Love the Brockton.
It's in La Jolla.
I know where it is.
And
it's still there.
Slammed lunches and breakfast. And I had a big section that day. I'm talking about like 12 tables. I was running around like a little chicken, right? And then the host comes up to me. She goes, your girl's here. Your girlfriend's here. I go, what? And so I run to the host and I go, what are you doing here? She's like, I just bored. I go, I know, but I'm slammed. She's like, what the fuck? I go, okay. So she met me at the back bathroom. Like there's an outside entrance when you go out. There's a bathroom at the back of the thing, right? Slam. I'm memorizing who needs ketchup, coffee refills, right? But I'm also going pop, 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 right?
How fun.
It was so fun.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
That's got to be so fun.
When you guys wait at tables, you have to memorize so much shit, then.
Yeah.
I hate it.
That's the worst.
Yeah. My brother purposely sticks. Have you seen my brother's thumbs before?
That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. It's a creature.
He puts
thumb.
It in the food?
He purposely put it in the omelet or whatever when he's delivering it to him. And he says, I'll tell you what, it makes the resentment go away. And I get it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm serving you food.
Yeah, if you treated me poor, I'm sticking my thumb in your omelet.
Correct. And this thumb was in my butt.
Yeah.
This thumb was definitely in my butt. I put my thumb in my butt. You don't do that? Some people suck on their thumb too long.
I've never fit any fingers in my butt.
Shut up. You've never put a finger in your butt?
Someone else.
I've tasted my cum.
Yeah, that's word. That's,
okay. Yeah, but I never have. It's not because I don't want to admit to it. I haven't done it. Why?
Brother.
No, don't brother me when you say butt, dude. Don't brother me, dude.
You got to come to the dark side, pal.
Mm-mm. What's the purpose?
There's something in there.
What? Like a.
And you got to get it out. Get in there. Hey.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes in Super Mario, there was like that hidden thing that you had to go find. That's what's in your ass.
Really?
Go get that star. It's in there.
Okay. All right. If you had a snake.
And then Mario music kicks in when you're in there too.
That one?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
When I'm jerking off and I put a finger in my butt, I go bum, 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 bum. And then when I find the spot I'm talking about, it goes boodle, 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 boodle.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I'll try tonight. I'll try tonight. You got me. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Wow.
I take my finger out and it goes boodle, boodle, boodle.
Your wife's like, what are you doing in there? Honey, I gotta go to the bathroom. That's so funny.
Oh, dude, the Mario music is so funny.
It's a good music.
Guys, please do that at home.
Yeah, do that at home. Wow. Thank you for being a bad friend, by the way.
Was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön durchs Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.